Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of this show. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Ray Pritchard. And Steve Jordahl joins us now in studio. Good morning.
Morning.
Steve, how you doing, brother?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you very much.
Just plain old blue shirt today, huh?
Yeah, but I got a nice Jerry Garcia tie.
Yeah. I like those. I don't actually wear them,
so but I do. Caleb, Ed is back?
No. I'm discouraging it. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Jerry Garcia wore ties?
No, he designed them. I don't know if he ever wore them at all. Grateful Dead guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Grateful Dead guy. Well, there's only certain people who are grateful after they die.
I don't know that Jerry's one of them.
Who know Jesus.
Ba-da-boom. That was a good little comedy skit y'all had going on there. Didn't even plan it that way.
Got it going.
It's the best thing since Abe. Remember when Abe was on, we were talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if she would happen to die, and she said when she gets to heaven, and Abe said, well, I think she might be appealing to a lower court.
Yes, that was a great line.
Okay, so we got our Holy Land trip scheduled for next March. Mine, my wife, and Wesley and Walker, my two sons. So we're going in March, and we're having overwhelming early response to our trip. I suspect we'll be full sometime in the middle of the summer, maybe August.
It's an AFA trip. You host it.
That's right. We go to Israel every March, and for all the information, go to twholyland.com, twholyland.com. Ray, you haven't heard one of my spots that we're going to play for you right now and get your reaction to it, because there are multiple reasons why I think Christians want to go and need to go. Not everybody can afford it, I understand, but to Israel. So you want to hear my latest
angle? Let's do it.
Angle?
Play it.
Let's play this. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Well, you know, folks, looking around the globe, we know that the world's going to be over soon. And if you want to go to Israel with us, you need to do so before the end of the world. So I'm going to give you the dates, the price, the itinerary, and everything at this website, twholyland.com, twholyland.com. Our tour is in March of 2024. Again, hopefully we'll all be here then, and we would love for you to join us. The trip will fill up sometime this summer. I'm convinced of that based on last year. There's a pent-up demand to go see the land of the Bible, especially among American Christians. So, for the dates, the itinerary, the cost, everything, go to twholyland.com, twholyland.com, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, all that and more on our trip in March. Ray, what about it?
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I guess I only have two questions. Are you guaranteeing the world won't end before next March? And if it does, do we get our money back?
No, there'll be no refunds.
Just because the world is ended.
Right, and we won't be able to find you, nor will you be able to find us. So,
that's right.
I guess we could put it in the mail, but if the world's ending,
there'll be no mail delivery.
You want the money back?
Right.
Come and get it.
Right.
That's
right.
And
that's why you need to buy travel insurance right there. Right.
I do have a question. You played the spot for
me.
I like the kind of
offbeat
of approach to it.
It's great.
Why did you play music in the background from Deliverance? What was it with
was
the
banjo? Dueling banjos?
No, that was Indian music.
Oh, I don't know what.
I don't have anything to do with that. Marcos.
It sounded a little end of the worldy.
Yeah, that was by design.
I'm
not trying to exploit people.
No,
here,
far be it.
I'm not trying to play on people's fears.
Right.
I'm just saying we don't know.
That's right.
But we don't know if we're going to be here next
year.
Now,
if you play in the background, it's the end of the world as we know it. So then that might be a little more.
Now, 5 years from now, if I'm still saying join us on our Holy Land trip because the end of the world is
right
near,
then I think you could say
you're manipulative.
So, right. Tim, I don't want to discourage anybody from signing up to the Holy Land trip.
Right.
Aren't we all going to be in the New Jerusalem eventually?
Well, Ed challenged me on my theology there.
Why do we have to go before the end of the world?
I played the spot for Ed. He said, well, what about the rapture? You know, because when I say in this spot, I hope we're all here.
Ooh.
And I said, if you're depending on me for your theology for a Holy Land spot.
Then you need to go to church somewhere.
Bingo.
That's
right. Okay. All right. So anyway, all the information there at TW Holy Land. I just wanted to TWHolyLand.com. I wanted to get Ray's.
I highly approve. I think you should play. I wish we'd all been ready.
Ah.
You know, I may change
life
that.
Life was filled with guns and war.
Yeah, Larry Norman, wasn't it?
Have some explosions in the background, some volcanic eruptions and things of that
and
nature.
Screams.
Huh?
Oh, no, think, no.
No, that would
be too
much.
Now I'm going
too
far.
Then nobody wants to get on an airplane. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, we shouldn't make light of devastation and tragedy.
No, we're not. We shouldn't.
Now I'm feeling guilty.
All we're saying is go now. Sign up now.
That's my bottom line.
Now's the day. Do it.
That's right.
Don't delay. All right, Stephen, bring forth to us the news.
I'd be glad to. Thank you. Let's start with our president. He was speaking at Emily's List, which is a pro-abortion.
Does he know about this?
Does Biden know about it? I don't know.
Okay.
He was there in body. But as you will hear, he was a little confused about dates. So he was touting Nancy Pelosi to the crowd at Emily's List, these pro-abortion people, saying how much she'd done for the country and getting bills passed. And then he makes an interesting claim. Cut 13.
With Nancy leading the way, you never had to worry about whether the bill would pass. She said she had the votes. She had the votes every time. She had to vote so many life-changing pieces of legislation. She helped rescue the economy in the Great Depression.
What?
What?
She helped
rescue. All right, now wait a second. Did you cut that off?
No. Someone else did, but
okay.
I don't know.
She helped save the economy during the Great
Depression. From the Great Depression.
From the Great Depression. Wow.
Well, now she's been around long enough.
A long time.
I'm just saying. Okay, I just want to make sure that he didn't simply say, I mean, the Great Recession, but that part was cut off. I guess we don't know that.
I could probably look it up if it's transcribed.
No, that's
transcribe
that's right.
Everything at
that's
the
okay.
White House.
You know what? Poor fella. He just, every day is a...
And then I really enjoyed her army of flying monkeys.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's a little Wizard of Oz reference. Yeah, you got
monkeys.
It. All right.
So it's not the only thing I brought in from him, too. I'll just play this because this is – I don't know if this was a misstatement or if it's another one of his I invented.
Yeah, let's just continue abusing the elderly.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, he's volunteering for it.
No, I know.
All right. So this was a speech that he gave in Japan. He was at the G7 summit, and he was talking there – about what's going on in the world, and he made this kind of questionable claim. Listen to cut 12.
I bet you I would, maybe some of you thought it, but I doubt many people in this audience or any other audience would have said that 2 years after being elected, I'd be able to convince India, Australia, Japan, and the United States to form an organization called the Quad to maintain stability in the Indian Ocean and the South China Sea.
Except he didn't.
Yeah, this is...
The Quad was conceived...
I've heard of the Squad, but not the Quad.
This is the Quad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I lived
about.
In one of those
I've pulled the
in college.
My quad. That was just sneezing. I sneezed
right,
and pulled
right,
the Quad.
Pull your Quad, no. Wow.
Well, the political alliance called the Quad was conceived according to Snopes. Snopes fact-checked the president.
Wow.
After the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, remember that? When the countries, the Quads, came together to provide humanitarian assistance. Donald Trump revitalized it in 2017, and then after that, 2 years after he was elected, President Biden created it.
That statement is not necessarily on a par with Al Gore saying he created the internet, but that's up there. That's that's just mythology, what the president is.
Well, who did create the Quad?
The Quad, those four countries came together. You remember the tsunami?
Yeah, I know, but Biden had nothing to do with it?
No.
Well, then, but
was it India's idea?
What did he just say?
He said he created it. He said nobody thought that I could create the Quad.
Yeah.
But it was created back, it was conceived back in 2004 when the four countries.
You're saying even Snopes fact-checked him.
That's right. Yeah. Shinzo Abe is the one who, I guess, conceived of it.
That was the Japanese.
He tells Whoppers a lot.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's
he
mythology.
Sells more Whoppers than Burger King. I just came up with that.
Yeah, listen.
Use that if you want to.
Actually, I came up with it.
Did you?
2 years after I was first hired here. Who would have thought that I would have come up with something that.
I know, that right? All right, next story, Steve.
All right.
You want to comment on the Quad there, Ray? I didn't give you a chance.
Ed pulled his Quad. Yeah. I pulled mine yesterday while I was riding my bike. Kind of laid up.
Well, Biden invented it, so.
Yeah.
We continue to hear more and more about our government being weaponized, and now we have another whistleblower from the IRS that has come forward to say that the IRS was hiding and slow walking and obstructing investigation into financial dealings of Hunter Biden and the Biden family. So this is the second person that's come and said that. I know, right?
Huh. Really? Wow, this seems to be a pattern here.
And it's shocking that the federal government now the IRS, which I want to say, I love the IRS. Can't get enough.
Who doesn't?
We all do.
But this is the New York Post running this story. Second IRS whistleblower. You know,
what did he say? What did the whistleblower say?
Well, he's in the criminal investigation of Hunter Biden. This whistleblower, who is apparently a special agent in the IRS's International Tax and Financial Crimes Group, I'm talking about like as if I know this off the top of my head. I'm reading from this New York Post story. He worked on he worked on the Hunter Biden case since it was opened in 2018. And he was ousted without explanation last week because they are apparently shutting down this team that was investigating Hunter Biden.
So what does he claim, the whistleblower? He's saying they're covering up for the Biden?
He planned to testify behind closed doors before the House Ways and Means Committee on Friday. And in public, registering concerns about how the Justice Department has handled the investigation. So,
you know, all these things, guys, all these stories that have been with these whistleblowers, these former FBI agents who were testifying openly last week, the fact that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, won't give over the documents that have been subpoenaed by the House of Representatives. Now, has Christopher Wray said he's going to now? Or
Well, this is what Kevin McCarthy says after his phone conversation with Christopher Wray on Friday, again, the director of the FBI. Kevin McCarthy said over the weekend, or maybe it was yesterday, the days running together, he said he thinks Christopher Wray will turn it over.
Okay.
But after look their at the number one story on Fox, though. It says that they had a meeting yesterday and they did not turn
okay.
it over.
Okay. All right.
What is the headline saying
that's
on Fox
the latest
News?
Now is FBI refuses to provide subpoenaed document on alleged Biden criminals.
Okay. You know what all this looks like?
A cover up.
It's what we're all thinking.
Yep.
The appearance of all these things combined suggests loudly that the Biden family made millions of dollars while he was vice president through Hunter Biden and Biden's brother and other things. And the IRS and the FBI are together, at least part of the agencies, are together trying to hide this from the public.
Well, and from Congress.
And from Congress and from any kind of prosecutorial agencies. That's what it looks like. And no investigations of the Clinton Foundation?
Yeah, the New York Times just absolved them of everything.
I mean, is there any other and you have NBC and CNN, especially NBC News, Chuck Todd saying the FBI's reputation is tarnished. I mean, Ed, is there a quote, a reasonable explanation for all these things?
No, in fact, I'm looking at this story now.
Again,
on Fox News, this is their lead story now. This document that they're wanting, all right, and we're talking about the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. This document they're wanting, Fox says it's unclassified. This isn't even a classified document. And this is a document that details criminal allegations of a pay-to-play scheme related to the Biden family's business dealings.
And the FBI is saying we're not giving it to
you. We're not giving it to Congress.
Wow. Wow.
No, listen, there is, to me, no explanation other than they don't want this document to be a torpedo that lands right into the Biden administration and brings it down.
You talk about 100 times more serious than Watergate.
Yes.
If this is true. And also, if it is true, Christopher Wray has to know it, right?
I'm sure there's nobody at the top who doesn't know what's in this document. I'm talking about the top of the FBI.
What possible reason could you – well, you listen, I've said it before, Ray. I'm no constitutional lawyer. I get confused as being one sometimes, but I'm not. But I will say this. There is no justifiable reason that the FBI can give me that they don't comply with a subpoena from the People's House.
Well, number one, they're doing it because they know they can get away with it. They know the system is so wired up in their favor between the White House, the Justice Department, the major media, nothing's going to happen. They can thumb their nose, Tim, at a subpoena because the Republicans can make some noise, but there's not going to be any real price to pay.
Wow.
And I'm quite sure if this is as it appears to be, I mean, it would make the Justice Department and the FBI look even worse than they already do. So, of course, they want to bury this.
Well,
and I think they know they can get away with it, at least so far.
The absurdity of this. Now, again, Kevin McCarthy said he was on Fox News on Sunday. So it was on Sunday when he said, quote, I believe after this call, in other words, with FBI Director Christopher Wray, I believe after this call we will get the document. Now the FBI is saying no. But apparently, the FBI wrote a 6-page letter to James Comer, the head of this committee, explaining its concerns with the issued subpoena. Now, listen to this. After everything that former President Trump went through and after the Durham report, this is the FBI's explanation. They, in this 6-page letter to Comer, said, the wanted document is unverified. We can't verify its contents and is based on informants who must be kept private. The nerve of the FBI to say we won't want to turn this over because we can't verify the claims after the Steele dossier and the lies on the Pfizer court.
Well, you remember what Comey did? Well, he was he former FBI director? By this time, he walked some documents over to his neighbor's house so his neighbor could leak it to the press.
This beats all I've ever seen. The nerve of the FBI to say that's why we want to be very careful about the veracity of this.
No.
After what they did for 4 years, really 5 years, to Donald Trump.
Again, let me say it. Let me say it like this again. There is no, I don't care what the FBI says about. What did they say the reason for not giving it to the?
In the 6-page letter, it included claims that the wanted document is unverified and it's based on informants who must be kept private.
You know what? This is a parent-child relationship here. You know who the parent is? It's the House of Representatives. You know who the child is? The FBI.
Right.
You know what? You're going to give me that paper.
Yeah.
Because I am an authority.
Right.
Here. And I'll decide. We'll decide whether there's too sensitive of information in there to release to the public. But you're going to give us what we've subpoenaed from you. If this is the standard that's going to be set now, where the FBI themselves gets to decide what subpoenas they'll comply with, you know what I'm saying? Then you've lost the rule of law.
We can't do that. If we were subpoenaed on any level, local level, if local government or Congress asks any of us sitting at this table, you have documents that that we want. You got to we're issuing a legal subpoena. We can't say I have problems with the subpoena. I have problems with it, so I'm not turning over the documents. The rest of us can't get away with that garbage.
Yeah, the FBI has to turn this over. Otherwise, the FBI has become the fourth branch of the government. They're co-equal with the legislative branch. Am I right? Listen, the legislative branch has oversight, legal oversight authority over the FBI, for example. And so I got to tell you, I know people say, well, you shouldn't be. I'm stunned that the FBI has said we are not going to comply with a legal subpoena by the House of Representatives because we don't want to. What are you going to do about it?
It's none of your business is what they're saying. None of your business.
This is Christopher Wray. I mean, it's on his watch. Now, he was appointed by President Trump after James Comey left, right?
I believe he did replace.
What, didn't he replace James Comey?
There was an interim, I think. I'll check.
Because Bill Barr was over. He was the attorney general, right, Ray?
Right.
And Christopher Wray, which was the is the FBI.
Andrew
director.
McCabe was acting director of the FBI
after Comey.
After Comey, and then James. Okay. All right, here we go. Christopher Wray has been in it since 2017. Andrew McCabe was acting. That's what I was thinking about. Acting director for a number of months, and James Comey preceded him. Andrew McCabe.
All right. We're about out of time here, Steve.
Why don't we do this? Can we do this? Because there's before, a story that...
Before we're audited.
Yes.
Because we're all getting audited. You, maybe not you, Steve. You sat there quietly.
Well, yeah. I'm trying. I love the FBI and the IRS. All right. There was a coffee shop in Canada called The Anarchist who decided that they wanted to be anti-capitalist. They are against capitalism, so they decided we don't want the capitalist system. We are going to let people pay whatever they want. Well, surprisingly enough, it went out of business this year, and they are...
So human nature actually came to the forefront here.
It did. The owner said it was an amazing experience as she connected the community while not tolerating the presence of professional class traders, in parentheses, pigs and military.
What?
As the guy points out who wrote this article, it's probably not a good idea to offend cops if you run a donut shop.
I love police officers.
That's the blueberry.
The IRS, we love them all.
Yeah, so that they got a taste of the reason why socialism doesn't actually work.
That's true.
Because people are self-interested. That's why capitalism actually works.
You offer somebody, you offer most people the difference between pay for something or get it free, guess which one they're going to take.
That's right. Yeah. And that's what they did at this coffee
shop. And this business is out of business now because of it. All right. My thanks to Ray, Ed, Steve, Brent.
Frank, Jenna.
Chris, Frank, Jenna. See you tomorrow, everybody.